All right, everybody. Welcome back to Ballroom Real Talk. I'm your host, Mr. A.A. Ron DeSoto. I am here with a very special guest today. He is very well known. He doesn't need much of an introduction because he's very recognizable. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Talyat Tarzanov.
Thank you for having me.
Got a full house here today. So thank you so much for joining us. I know you just taught like 12 straight sessions without a break. So I appreciate you coming here. I think a lot of people would love to hear your opinion on many different aspects of ballroom dancing because you are the expert that you are. But I think what we'd like to narrow in today is talking about competitions, specifically judging competitions, and what you as a judge personally, from your own experience, your own thoughts, what you're looking for on the dance floor when you're judging students, when you're judging professionals, what sways you towards one couple more than the other, and what really draws your attention in general?
Well, you know that I probably will start with this little story.
Okay.
How my child taught me a lesson. He was like 7 years old, and as a parent, loving parent, every 5 minutes I will say something, oh, you look so beautiful, oh, you look so charming, oh, you look so great. And my child didn't like my compliments much. And one day he said, stop it. How kids behaving. And then, of course, 5 minutes later, I said something again. Oh, you're so beautiful. Your eyes is so gorgeous and beautiful. And then he looked at me very seriously and said, Daddy, do you understand the inner beauty is important? Mm. 7 years old. And of course, I'm loving Daddy. So, oh, that you're beautiful, in and out. Right?
Of course, yes.
3 days later, I was judging big competition. And it's a people dancing. Everybody looks fantastic, dressed well, expensive makeup, expensive hairstyle, dresses to kill. I'm standing, I'm thinking, I'm like, but why am I so bored? And then the voice of my child, Daddy, inner beauty is important. And I was like, oh, that's what it is. You know, sometimes people spending so much effort to outlook how good they have to be, you know, seeing by other people. That's what they care about. But they don't care how to show their inner senses and how to show who they are personally, what is good about them. And that, what a big lesson to me from my child. Because obviously, what catching your eye is only the personality, the beautiful human being who is openly sharing with you the feelings they're experiencing that moment. Not what they rehearsed. I mean, don't get me wrong, guys. Of course, mechanics, techniques, discipline, training, it's a basic, it's a fundamental of our success. But at the end of the day, it's who you are. What's different about you? How beautiful you are inside and what you can bring out to make me feel impressed and charmed by you. That probably will be my answer.
And that's a very interesting answer. And how do you do that as a dancer? Because I think people are listening like, okay, that's awesome. That's very, I love that. But like, how would I project that? How would I get you to see the inner beauty in me?
Yes, this will be the next question. It's absolutely logical to ask next question. How? Well, it's a big topic, but I will try to make it short. Because many people come to my lessons and asking, how can I be more emotional? How can I be more artistic? And then I talk about energy. Energy you can share with people. Because in the human body, we have many things which is circulating inside, like air, mm-hmm. like sure. blood, like food, and energy. But energy is, we cannot detect it, but is there, right? Mm-hmm. So you feel energy from me, I feel energy right. from you. Sometimes you feel negative energy from person and you don't want to talk to this person. Sometimes you feel positive energy and you immediately fall in love with that person. So learning how to project energy out, it's a way to share your feelings. Because your feelings, it's a certain energy. Energy could be negative or positive, and you have to learn how to be able to project it to the other people. Mm-hmm. Then it's a long way to explain. We have like 7 chakras in our body, and every chakra is a spot of where energy leaves our body out. It's a full concept, which is not time to explain.
Just explain what chakra is, because everybody's going,
ah. A chakra is a spot. The energy circulates in your body, and your energy leaves your body through the 7 chakras. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and underneath the body, 7. Mm. So that's where your energy leaves your body. And when you learn, and when you are learning to be a generous person, and you learn how to give, how to send your energy to other people, you're beginning to be a pretty emotional, artistic person who everybody understands. And everybody connects to you because you create these bridges through your energy out. Mm-hmm. You're reaching the people not by words or by order, look at me. Mm-hmm. You're reaching them by energy, and that's your emotions, basically. Is it too complicated?
Yeah. No, that's fantastic. Excellent. How much of the music plays a role in that? I mean, do you think the song plays a role in being able to project that, or is this just something?
Well, you know what? Song and music, of course, it's an excuse to dance. It's a first motivation to dance. Without music, it's like no reason to do anything. Well, good music is good music. Ordinary music is ordinary music. But as a professional, as a competitor, mm-hmm. you have to make it work for you. Because you can't wait for the good music, right? Mm-hmm. You're dancing to the any music which is available for that moment. And you should make it work mm-hmm. for you.
Now, let's say you're a competitor and you are judging them and you feel that they're really sending out the energy. You see their inner beauty. You're drawing them. But maybe they're not as technically good as a couple next to them who's noticeably more technical, but maybe not showing the emotion and beauty. How do you compare those two if it's, you know, kind of opposite? The technique is very strong but not very high here, but the energy and the emotion's there.
You
and
know,
then not as much
energy.
It's
a very provocative question, and it's very to me, the answer would be you have to be in harmony. You have to have some balance. I mean, if you are technically perfect, but you not have the energy sending out and your feelings is not showing and not finding the people, not touching their hearts, their souls, so then it keeps you cold, right? If you are very emotional but no technique, it's becoming funny because that kind of performance only amusing you,
right.
but not really delights or impress. Mm-hmm. So that should be kind of combination. Mm-hmm. So I don't have an answer. When I judge, I will find the people who has some kind of balance between certain amount mechanics, knowledge, and and, you know, and certain amount, just correct amount of artistry and emotions.
Sure, makes sense.
Because over emotional people, it's also not a beautiful mm-hmm. performance.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you another question.
Sure.
How long does it take to see that when you're judging? Because sometimes you hear, especially when we do big competitions, and maybe let's go to students are doing heat after heat after heat after heat. How long does it take you to recognize that energy and that beauty coming out? Because sometimes when judges are judging, we've all done this, you know, we've got 5, 6, 7 seconds to look at the couple in comparison. So, I mean, it obviously can't be that long, right? How long does it take?
Split second sometimes.
Split second?
Yes.
You can tell?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, at least for me, my first lecture in Blackpool, World Blackpool Congress, the topic was exit and entrance and exit.
Okay. Right?
And where I explained it, how is important the exit, the entrance and exit. The moment you're entering the floor, you're already creating the image. You're already judged. The way you dressed, the way you walk, the way you communicate with your teacher or partner, the way you prepare yourself, the way you listen to the music to get the feel, the way you start the first touch and dance, everything tells you what kind of person you are. And then in few moves, you can judge amount of knowledge. Mm-hmm. The first, the all preparational part, it's you judging the quality of the person.
Mm.
If I can say
that. Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
Quality of the individuality and personality. Charm,
mm-hmm.
intelligence, elegancy. Whatever, right? Whatever is there. Or modesty sometimes. Mm. Very modest, very charming modesty. But then when you move, it takes another few seconds to see your knowledge. What you understand about dancing and how you use it. Because your body as an instrument will tell me in few seconds what is there,
mm.
what is in there.
So even the basic move you can...
Basic move.
You can tell right away.
Right.
And how important is the grooming and the costuming? Does that play a role?
Absolutely. First of all, I would like to say that's what you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The grooming,
right.
The costume.
That's true.
You can buy. You can use people who has a great taste and who could be so helpful. That's why we have a lot of people who is professionally... accommodating
correct,
us,
yeah.
Right? So you have to find people who, with a nice or great taste, who will make it for you. So I always recommend people to work with professionals.
Mm. And that's costuming, that's grooming, that's
yes.
everything.
It's yeah. something you can, and again, you can spend not much and look the best on the floor. Mm-hmm. It's all about taste. It's not about amount of investment.
Mm.
It's about how, and again, it shows how smart you are. It shows how intelligent you are, how interesting you are as a personality, right? Because this also tells me who you are as a person.
The way you're dressed.
Of course. The look, everything is body language.
Mm.
Even the color of your lipstick, if you are a female, tells me, what you like to tell me.
Right.
It says something about you, how you dress, how you behave. It's everything tells me who you are.
And when you're judging, I mean, you're in tune. You're doing all this split second. Every couple, you're making these
yes.
judgments, right?
Correct. It's already a good practice of many years. And of course, your knowledge and your
mm-hmm.
experience,
mm-hmm.
which just... clicks,
yeah,
and you just switch on your experience, your knowledge, and you can judge. Of course, I have to tell you guys, everything is subjective. My opinion will be subjective, so that's why we have many people on the floor, looking at you, evaluating you, because then you will be judged by different personalities, different tastes. People have different tastes, different knowledge.
Absolutely. Let me ask you a question about partnerships. You dance with your wife and in partner for a long
time. 22 years.
22 years. So how do you know when you've got the right professional partner?
I don't know if I've got the right professional partner. You know, for us, for me and for Marina, I think what we learned in 22 years is you have to make it work. Mm. You know, because I know my many friends who changed like five partners in that same amount of time.
Right.
Trying to find the best one and then they never found. So I thought, like, why would I spend time jumping from one, or Marina probably thought the same, you know, we're going to make it work. And plus, of course, our human relationships, which is sometimes not helping. And you know it as well, Aaron, you danced with your wife.
Right.
It's very difficult
task.
Because, you know, to split your dance experience during the day and your home experience being husband and wife. It's very difficult, but you have to learn and make it work. Instead of find excuse to change it, you have to find, you will find 100 excuses to keep it work.
Mm-hmm. So your advice is to...
I don't give people advice. People, they can do whatever they like. I choose to stay and make it work. And when people say, oh, you're so lucky, you know, it's not luck. It's hard work.
Mm-hmm.
So if dedication.
Absolutely. So if you're coaching somebody and, you know, you have a partnership that's somewhat equal in talent, dedication, goals, but they're like, I'm not sure this is the right one. You may coach them to say, stick together, push through, you can make it, as opposed to go, you know, do it in a tryout with somebody else. Maybe dance with this person. You're wasting time.
Yes. See, it's another little, not story, it's an experience in my life. It was one moment when one of my students had tryout. And after tryout, with a beautiful girl, he came and he says, so what do you think? Should I dance with her? And I said, no. He said, why? I said, because you're asking. You know, when I wanted to dance with Marina, everybody told me, do not dance with her, because I was already a star and she was a beginner.
Mm.
I never listened to anybody. Mm. And I told him, like, you know what? If you are asking me to make decision for you, that's wrong. I'm not going to do decision for you. You have to feel it. You have to, you know, feel like, yes, I can make it with that partner.
Absolutely. Very good. Let me ask you a question that sometimes I ask other guests. Could you share one experience or story that you feel that ballroom dancing, and it doesn't even have to be necessarily competitions or results, but just a way ballroom dancing has either affected you, or you've seen a student or a professional affected in such a positive way that you could share with us what ballroom dancing has done for somebody's life in such a positive way?
Well, I have so many stories to say. I saw people, you know, it's transformation of people over and over and over. It's like, you know, 100 different stories to tell. So let's keep this one. Yes, it is.
That's fair.
It is. It's so many people. It will be unfair for me to find somebody, just only one person, because so many people got through training in our studio and through my training, and I was part of that changing, you know.
So let me be a little more specific then, because you've been in the industry for many years. You're very well known, like we said. What has ballroom dancing done for you the most that you say? What do you love the most? Because you're still in the business. You're still active. You're getting more active. You own your region. What do you enjoy most of it all?
Communication with people. meeting different people every day and trying to convert them into the ballroom dancing world. Not even ballroom dancing, just into the beautiful world of music, action, moving, communicating with each other, sharing the energy, exchanging the energy. You know, as a teacher, you feel like you find people who is giving, and very many people who just like to take, right? So, but meeting new people, exchanging energy with them, it keeps you going, it keeps you alive, it keeps you younger, if you like. Sure. It keeps you fresh, because every single lesson, it's a task, it's a new person you don't know, and in a few minutes you have to, like you say, like judge who this person is, and how you can satisfy that particular person, how you can help to that particular person to learn something new and to feel much better about themselves. That's the main thing. We have to make to make an effort and see that people beginning to feel better about themselves.
And that's what you enjoy most.
That's
great.
That's what I enjoy
most. That's awesome. Helping people, you're in the right business.
Yes.
Well, Taliat, I appreciate you so much.
Absolutely.
Being on the show. I know that people are definitely going to benefit and learn from your wise words. So thank you so much. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Enjoy your dancing, people.
That's right, guys.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you,
Ciao.
Guys. Take it away. Bye. See you next time. Thank you.